Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have spoken of the importance of the fast of the day of Arafah, which will be on Sunday, inshallah ta'ala. The significance of this day is really greater than words can ever describe. It is a day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives millions of souls. And one characteristic, special characteristic of this day, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says that there is no day throughout the year when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberates and sets free from the fire of Jahannam more souls than the day of Arafah. So it is a day wherein a person asks Allah, makes a specific dua. He said about some of our pious predecessors that on the day of Arafah, they would come and they would stand before Allah, old age, and they would hold onto their beards and they would say, Ya Rab, Qad kabirtu fa'atiqni. Oh Allah, I've become old, now set me free. Set me free from the fire of Jahannam. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he found Sufyan al-Thawri, two great, great scholars, kneeling down on his knees and making dua to Allah on the day of Arafah. And he was really begging from Allah. And Abdullah ibn Mubarak, after Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, completed his dua and he came up to me and said, tell me, who is the worst person on this day? Which person is in the worst state on this day? As Sufyan al-Thawri said, the one who believes or even thinks that he will not be forgiven on this day. Have full hope, conviction in fact, that Allah will forgive me on this day of Arafah. May Allah grant us the understanding.